Hello, and welcome to Royal Mystic Collective Wisdom. I'm your host, Royal Mystic. And we're going to do our last solfeggio frequency energy. It is the frequency of 963, the infamous Tesla numbers. And for some reason, I've always had an affinity toward these three numbers before I ever knew an iota of what this all equaled to. I always consider them to be my three lucky numbers, and I find that very ironic because that's the energy that awakens you to your highest frequency, the connection to Source, to the All, to the Divine, whatever you want to call it. It is the connection to the seat of your soul. So the sound for 963 is C. Now, I don't know if the recording picked up that vibrato that was happening with my diaphragm. I certainly felt it. I didn't used to sound like that when I made that sound, but after doing many meditations and using the sounds, that's how I sound when I make that sound now. And it's very awesome because it literally makes me feel like I'm climbing up. I'm, you know, lifting up in a, like, it's almost like I'm sitting in Buddhist position and in that energy of the lotus. And I just start to levitate. And it's amazing because I can feel the energy go right up through the top of my head. And it's just wonderful. So the true state of being, the I am, the energy of 963, is obviously connected to your crown chakra, right? So understanding that this is about being on a journey. And as you're on the journey, you have to stop and smell the roses. You have to make note to yourself the progress you're making. Now, I just want to inflect this one crossover here is that's what the tarot is about. That's what all those major arcana cards are talking about. So I find those to be the big movers and shakers, the big monumental things that are going on. And then you have the details that come into the minor arcana. So the whole quest of the fool is to get to this high frequency, right? To be in a place. The world card is the last card in the major arcana, and it's because you're stepping through the portal and the doorway into the next new beginning and starting with that fool all over again. The novice, the inexperienced energy, and then all of a sudden you master that and step up to the next level. So yes, this is an ongoing thing, but using the things we're talking about here help you to refine your energy and keep you focused in the path and not allow yourself to get distorted or distracted by other things that are going on. So when you've awakened and you're in that place where you understand this is more than what you thought it was, everybody's at a different stage at a different point, so there's no real age on that. But understanding that you know when it's happening because you start to get these really deep pondering thoughts about the universe at large and what your place is in it and how in the world it all turned out the way it did. So letting yourself increase and expand and bring that frequency up is what it's all about for tuning yourself, attuning and tuning yourself to the sacred energy of all existence. This card is very much, as in this deck that I'm using, the card is all about honoring the journey. Also, allowing yourself to be in a place where you appreciate that you are an extension of life. You are a representation of an example of a life unfolding times gazillions. I can't even unlimited other experiences that are being had simultaneously by other people. And remember, as we go through all of these cycles, this is about being true to who we are and who what we feel called to, and allowing ourselves to pass through all the difficulties, all the trauma, all the joy, all the excitement, love, fear, doubt, shame, happiness, glorious energy of ecstatic celebration, and understand that every single one of those experiences has its lesson. And we must move through those cycles in order to move up. So when we're to this point, we are in that sacred energy of being connected to Source. And remember that this is an enhancement. To be in that high frequency of 963 is a very high vibration. The Earth's frequency is much lower in the register of Hertz. So remember that this is all about allowing yourself to be present, to be open to the energy when you make the sound or when you're listening to music that has a solfeggio frequency in it. You don't have to do anything other than to let the universe give you the information you need. Be open to the downloads. Be open to the connection, and allow yourself to go to Buddha mind. I mean, that's really what it is about letting yourself be an enlightened being. So when we're in this energy, allowing yourself to follow your intuition is key. You must trust your abilities, your psychic energy, your downloads of energy, what's calling to you. Even if it sounds like it isn't something you've ever heard of before, allow and explore and see. Remember, we are a living experiment of one. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. We are a living experiment of one, and we are the ones who are conducting all the tests. So when you try one way and it doesn't work, then you fine-tune it and try another way. So remember, this is not about you controlling it. It's about you surrendering your resistance and allow yourself to be in the energy that's right for you, because someone else may be talking about something that sounds interesting and you can explore it, but if it's not for you, don't force it. The worst thing you can do is try to make something happen, because that's the opposite of what all of this is about. And if you can be in a place where you're connected and you're open and you allow the flow, and literally let yourself go into your true spirit, your true authentic energy, anything's possible when you can believe in that and believe that you are here in this world experiencing it as a human from the point of divine. So when you can remember, wait a minute, that means I am divine, right? We have been for so long told that we are this and we are that, but nobody's telling you, you are an angelic source, you are an angelic person or being within this human form, right? I'm here to tell you, you have all the gifts of that. When you stop and let yourself do it and let yourself release the thought of what human means, and let yourself be in that energy of the angelic vibrations and frequencies, things start to change and you start to know things and you start to get information. It is a blessing. It's sometimes scary, but that's what I'm doing this whole podcast for, is to encourage you not to be afraid and allow yourself to really be in the energy of stillness. Meditation does not have to be forced. It does not have to be guided. And you can allow yourself to be in the energy of understanding you are greater than what you feel your body form is. In the energetic quantum field, you are all of it. So, nothing's lost in divine mind, and whatever we choose to bring into this life cycle that we're in right now is available to us if we know it is, and to believe that. So, continuing down the path that feels right for you, what you feel drawn to, allow yourself to be in your heart chakra as much as you can, because that always means you're in the energy of love and compassion and not in a place of being selfish or letting yourself get into your ego. From your heart, you can speak open and allow yourself to be channeling the energy of love and light to all, so that when you do manifest something, you're manifesting it for the good of all. So no one is a loser in that manifestation. That's how you stay out of the negative karma. So allow yourself to not have to feel like you have to shut off divine every time you get out of the meditation. You don't have to shut off anything. You just step out of it. And that leaves the open channel so that you can get the downloads. I've even asked spirit not to give it to me, and you know, when I'm in a place where I'm too tired, or that I'm in a place where too many other things are going on, because it can gauge when you're ready to hear something. So I just ask it, please tell me at the best possible time where I can receive it in the best possible way. And allow yourself to trust. That's the real big ticket right there. Just the trust. The fear of being wrong or crazy or y'all all know the story in case you're new to the podcast. I did ask myself, looking myself directly in the face, if I was batshit crazy, because this isn't something anybody talked about, and it's not something that I knew was truly possible, but I was getting a voice telling me to do it, and I thought, okay, let's, you know, just, and I just, I didn't, it wasn't a conscious thought. I just looked at myself and asked if I was batshit crazy. And one of my voices, one of my guides, said, no, honey, crazy people don't ask. And I laughed. And anybody watching would have thought I was really crazy because they couldn't hear the answer. All they saw was me ask myself if I was batshit crazy. And then hear me laugh like a loon. So, yeah. I guess the jury's still out on that for some people. I feel like I'm the good kind of crazy, though, not the scary kind. So allow yourself to be open to joy. Allow yourself to be open to vitality. And don't come at things from a place of lack. It's so important that you wake up every day in the belief that you have whatever it is you're asking for, or that you're manifesting, because that is the big battle. It's, once you believe it, it's all over but the crying. It will show up almost, I've had it show up directly in front of my eyes, and it will really gobsmack you when you're standing there and all of a sudden something appears right in front of your face. And especially when you think, okay, well, it's going to look a certain way, and it doesn't. It looks something totally different, and you think, well, I didn't make that, so that's not my image, so I'm not hallucinating, right? So just let yourself be open to what comes, because the universe knows what's right for you, and it will bring it right to you. So allow yourself to be in a place, allowing yourself to be in love with life, joyful, happy, creative, abundant, and allow yourself to have that vitality of a young person, a young, healthy energy, ready and eager to do new things and learn new things, because that's how we grow. If you don't do anything different and you keep expecting a change, you'll be there quite a long time. And I say that to all the people who say, well, I've been doing this for such and such and such. Well, you better really comb through what you're doing and how you're doing it, because there's something off if it's taking too long. So it is all about getting the adjustments, literally. So allow yourself to honor yourself in the process of all of it, and allow yourself to move with the universe's energy, and try not to, when you find yourself resisting, stop and just let go, because it's never going to give you the wrong thing. It wants you to succeed, and you will receive everything you need exactly when you need it. So the card numerology for that sound is 9. And because 3, 6, and 9, that's divisible, so it turns into 9. The crystal suggestions here are the clear quartz platonic solid set, the little cubes. You guys, if you watch me on YouTube, you'll see that I hold it up sometimes when I'm talking about specific sacred geometry patterns. Clear quartz, the crystal suggestions for this. Clear quartz, morganite, and selenite. Now, I resonate with selenite like all get out. I'm like a magnet for selenite. I love it. It keeps my energy protected, and it helps to shield when I'm doing readings so that I don't feel a bunch of outside energy while I'm trying to see. So that's the end of our solfeggio frequencies, and I hope that I've given you some knowledge. If you've just learned one thing, I'm happy. That's just, if I've just made you curious, I'm even happier. Allow yourself to go along the path as you will. And I will be back after I take a week off. So I'll be skipping the 29th. There will be no podcast. And I will see you again in June. So many blessings to you all. Have a beautiful day, and I hope that everyone has plenty of abundance, plenty of joy, healing, protection, and divine peace in your heart as you move forward on the path, allowing yourself to be guided and open to your best possible life. Many blessings to you all. See you soon. Namaste.